Welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, search consultant and recruiting firm owner Stacy Purcell provides keen insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers, with a focus on helping organizations acquire top talent and helping professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities. Hey, Stacy, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
First of all, tell us about some of the challenges for companies today when it comes to hiring the best.
Well, there are only so many A-level candidates in the marketplace at any one time. So if you truly want to hire the best people, then you have to realize that overall, the candidate pool is relatively small. As a result, organizations must be proactive in their hiring of A-level candidates. These candidates are employed, they're extremely busy, and they're probably being compensated well by their present employer.
Some smaller organizations might think they're at a disadvantage when it comes to hiring these A-level candidates because they can't compete with the big-name companies. Is that the case?
No, it's not necessarily the case because companies routinely make mistakes during the hiring process. And these mistakes cause them to miss out on hiring the best candidates. Sometimes the biggest companies make the biggest mistakes during the hiring process. I've seen just about every hiring situation and hiring mistake that you can imagine. I know what companies should not do, but more importantly, I know what they should do. The good news for smaller organizations is that the things that they should be doing don't necessarily cost a lot of money. They just have to recognize what those things are, create a plan for implementing them, and then execute that plan.
What would you say is the most important thing that companies should do when it comes to hiring?
Well, the number one single most important thing that companies should do when it comes to hiring is to identify the best candidates available. You can either proactively hire them, which I recommend, or try to passively hire them. A company's hiring process should definitely be streamlined and efficient. Remember that time is at a premium for the best candidates. They're more than likely already employed and have plenty of responsibilities both in and out of work. They don't have the time or the patience for a long, drawn-out hiring process. At the beginning of last year, the Vet Recruiter conducted a survey of candidates in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. As part of that survey, we asked a series of questions, many of which dealt directly with employers and the hiring process. We asked candidates about the longest amount of time they would spend in an organization's hiring process before bowing out. A little more than 13% indicated that they would spend 3 weeks in the process, while another 15.7% indicated they would spend 4 weeks. That is nearly 29% of candidates who would drop out of a hiring process in 4 weeks tops. In September of last year, the MRI Network conducted an employment landscape survey and then released the results of that survey. In the survey, hiring managers were asked the primary reason why candidates rejected their offer of employment. The top three answers were accepting another offer, low compensation packages, and counteroffers. The longer a top candidate is in a company's hiring process, the greater the risk becomes that the candidate will accept a competitor's offer. That's why organizations must have a system in place for identifying, recruiting, and hiring the best candidates in the shortest amount of time possible. If they don't have that system, then they will likely not hire those candidates.
Do you have an example or case study that illustrates this?
I have many of them, actually, but there's one thing that happened recently that stands out in my mind. I presented a candidate to one employer for a position, and the employer put the position on hold. However, they had another role open up in another department in their organization. The good news, I thought, was that the candidate I had presented for the original position was even a better candidate for the second position that the employer had open up. However, the company would not consider that candidate for the second position. The reason was that the company had different hiring strategies for the two positions. The hiring strategy for the first position was to use a recruiter. The hiring strategy for the second position was to post online job ads and hope that a suitable candidate responded to the ad. After a few weeks, the hiring manager was still trying to find a candidate to fill the second position, but the Human Resources Department would not let the hiring manager consider the qualified candidate that I had presented. The candidate was nearly a perfect fit for the second position, yet the company was not willing to consider that candidate. And that's not a recipe for hiring the best candidates that you possibly can.
What can a company do to make their hiring process both efficient and effective so they hire the best candidate in the shortest amount of time?
Well, there are four things. The first thing is that you must have a well-written and accurate position description. Your position description has to achieve two main goals. First, it should entice top candidates and generate interest. This means not just reciting dry job responsibilities, but providing sizzle that will turn candidates' heads and cause them to consider your job and the opportunity to work in your organization. Second, the position description should encompass everything that the position entails. The other thing that companies must do is to actively sell the opportunity. The best candidates are not automatically going to sell themselves on your opportunity. They have to be convinced. Seize every opportunity to highlight the benefits of working for you, whatever those opportunities might be. This means not only knowing the value that you offer to the best candidates, but also being able to articulate and communicate that value at every stage of the process. In short, you never stop selling. Third, you must provide regular feedback throughout the hiring process. Candidates want to know where they stand. If candidates don't hear from you, especially after interviews, they're going to think that either the process is at a standstill or that you're no longer interested in them. And fourth, you must communicate expectations throughout the hiring process. In addition to feedback, candidates want to know what to expect. That's only human nature.
Let's say that a company does all of those things. Could it still make a bad hire?
It could, and that's because it didn't hire for a cultural fit as well as for a technical one. Just because the candidate has all of the technical expertise and experience that you're looking for does not mean that they will be a complete fit for your organization. How well the candidate fits into the culture of your organization is just as crucial.
Okay, so let's say that a company hires well for both a technical fit and a cultural fit. Can something still go wrong?
Believe it or not, it can, and the reason is the lack of a solid onboarding program. You have to assure the candidate who you've kept engaged throughout the entire hiring process that they have still made the correct decision to join your organization. You accomplish that with an onboarding process that's just as engaging as the hiring process. You can't hire them and leave them high and dry. Your onboarding plan and process should not only help them to be as successful as possible in the shortest amount of time, but it should also continue to make them feel wanted and valued within your organization.
Wow, there's definitely a lot of things to consider when it comes to successfully hiring the best candidates in the marketplace. Thanks so much for providing this information for us.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm looking forward to our next podcast.